part three of the inviting formula is invite. The definition of invite is to ask for the presence or participation of. The purpose of the invite step is to ask your prospect to review information that can help them achieve what they've stated they need, want, or don't want. Once you've greeted your prospect and qualified them to find out if they do in fact have a need or want for what your business offers, the next step is to start educating them how your business can deliver that. As I mentioned in the general tips, the first step is to have your prospect view information about the network marketing industry based on the relevant information gained in the qualify step of the inviting formula. When you've done the first two steps of the inviting formula correctly, the invite is a piece of cake. The critical step in inviting is to use the relevant information gained in qualify. Here's an example. John, you know how you said that you want something where you could buy a sailboat and cruise the Caribbean islands? John says, yeah. I've seen a DVD that I think you'll benefit from seeing. You may be closer to that boat than you think. Do you have a DVD player? John replies, yes. If he doesn't, then use some other method. And then I would say, as soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to send it to you. What address do you want me to use? A slight variation of that would be, I've seen something that you probably should look at. It could possibly get you that boat. Then you can conclude with whatever is your preferred way to have them look at Brilliant Compensation. Could be a DVD, as I've just used, or it could be an online presentation, a video, or audio CD-ROM version. If you want to meet with them for a one-on-one meeting, a business meeting, such as in a hotel meeting room or a conference call, I suggest you still have them view Brilliant Compensation first. An example of inviting someone to a one-on-one is, I've seen something that I think you will benefit from seeing. Can we get together tomorrow for breakfast? He says, yes. Good. I want to have you view something prior to that meeting. Do you have access to the internet? An example of inviting someone to a business meeting would be, I've seen something that I think you will benefit from seeing. Actually, I'd like you to meet a couple of partners I'm working with on this project. Can you meet me about 6:30 on Thursday? Do you know where the Hyatt Regency Hotel is? Let's suppose that John replies he does know where this hotel is. In preparation to that meeting, I want you to see a general overview. What's your email address and I'll send you an online movie. The next part of the inviting formula is to handle any questions and objections that come up. But I always go directly to close to action step from the invite. And if they have questions or objections, I back up a step and address them. Meaning, I don't wait around to see if they have any questions or objections, nor do I ask them if they have any. So my invite would go as I've stated earlier, and then I go straight to close to action. Here's an example. John, you know how you said you want something where you could get a sailboat and cruise the Caribbean islands? Yeah. I've seen something I think you will benefit from seeing. Do you have internet access? Yeah. Are you able to get on the internet right now? Yeah, my computer's right in front of me. Good. Go to this address and then give them the address of the movie. Then you would close them to action and schedule the follow-up call. I'll get more into the close to action and the follow-up step after questions and objections, but I wanted to make this point about not waiting or hesitating after the invite. Go straight to close to action unless they stop you with questions and/or objections.